from what he knows.
Hey, the meeting has started.
Joe, we're starting.
Okay.
And I see that all the directors are here, other than Nina, who's away on personal business and trust she'll be seeing her in September. The first item is the adoption of consent items 3, 4, and 5, and they are acceptance of the incident activity report, approval of the minutes, and approval of monthly financial report.
I move the adoption of the consent calendar.
I second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Two is oral communications, and it's on the agenda for comments or another otherwise on the agenda for comments on the agenda. And Sierra had an urgent comment she wanted to make.
I have to be in two places at once. My other meeting is starting right now, so my comment is very quick and brief. On Cambridge Avenue, there has been an application to the Albuquerque City Council for funding, and specifically for juniper removal, having to do with three adjacent properties. This will be the first juniper-free garden area. The Albuquerque City Council will also fund creations of signs that say juniper-free zone. I know this is not on your agenda, so I just throw out this idea for you to ponder in the middle of the night. If you guys would consider contributing to plantings, it's not something we can do on the Albuquerque City Council, but it would be a way that you could help out with this. We're trying to model for the community that there are other choices that can be made besides the ones that will burn the community down. So that's my spiel.
Okay, I'll talk to you more about it then for the details. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sierra. Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, this other thing.
Right here, it's fine.
Wherever you want.
Okay. Board members, I'm Bill Bernadas, Fire Commissioner for Contra Costa Fire Protection District. And I'm coming here tonight to speak to you as President of the Contra Costa County Fire Commissioners Association. Probably misnamed. It actually should be called the Contra Costa County Fire Board of Director / Commissioners Association. By being elected or appointed to either one of those positions, you automatically become a member. What we do is we have meetings every quarter. Often we have programs that may be interesting to fire people or fire boards. The one coming up is in September. That's the one I want to mention to you. It's September 22nd, and you'll be getting invitations based on the emails that are on your website from Chris Santos, who is our secretary, and she's the clerk secretary for Moraga Olinda Fire District. And what's going to happen in September at this meeting is we're all going to sit down from all the districts, I hope, and talk about what's going on in this county with fire. Kind of the theme is going to be we're all in this together, because something that happens in West County or East County affects everybody. We've been seeing a lot of that lately, multiple alarm fires drawing apparatus from everywhere into areas, having to pull mutual aid from other areas and cover us. It's just been a nightmare. And we hope we can get it up in the air, talking about what's going on. Sitting in the middle between East and West County, we see what happens over here. We run over there, went to a fire to help them. And all of a sudden, something happens over here. We run to help them. It's becoming kind of a merry-go-round effect, and we're trying to come up with some suggestions maybe to some of these other districts, or suggestions that they have that maybe we can help them with, to figure out how to get this county organized in the fire business. I realize up here it's a little different. You seem to be well controlled in the area. You're covered by the El Cerrito people, I guess, and current medical situation, where we're doing transport and having ambulances under our control, things you can learn about. Part of the mission of our commission is to interact with other districts and their boards, find out what's going on throughout the county. And this association is really the only place, unless you keep going to all the meetings, where you're going to end up doing that. So I would like you to look for that email when it comes, and if you can, come down and see us. It'll be a little bit of a drive for you. It's going to probably be around Pleasant Hill and Concord. And we very much like to have you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for coming.
That's great.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's going to be at night?
I'm sorry?
Will that be during the night?
Yes, it's a dinner.
It's dinner.
It's a dinner meeting, and it generally starts around 7, about the time the board meeting starts.
Excellent.
Great.
And it's generally on a Thursday, so we don't interfere with any board meetings.
27th's a Tuesday.
22nd.
22nd.
22nd, I'm sorry.
2-2.
22nd.
Yeah.
My hearing needs to be improved.
Yeah, we'll be getting an email.
Okay, great.
And we invite fire personnel as well, if they want to come and talk to us, or just visit and talk to everybody else. It's a sort of a business social event.
Great.
Thank you.
Excellent, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
Any other comments? Okay, thanks. I'm going to move on to the chief's report.
Yeah, tonight I have a verbal chief's report for you. It's short and sweet. I wanted to let you know that Chief Pagoni is out as a strike team leader at the Sobranes Fire down in Monterey County.
Oh, wow.
And Captain Castrone is also out as a strike team leader. And then OES 300, our state rig from the Offices of Emergency Services, is out with 4. They've been out since over the weekend. We anticipate they'll be out approximately 14 days. We'll do a crew rotation over the weekend to put fresh individuals on the engines and bring our tired folks home. They've been really busy. The engine company reports they've been out doing structure protection. Chief Pagoni is on a strike team without our engine, and he reported that the strike team went 40 hours straight from their first arrival without a break. So the troops are, there's a lot of troops down there. They're tired. They're hoping to get more, and I'd ask you to keep them in your thoughts.
They certainly will.
That's all I have for you this evening.
Okay. I have 2 items to talk about. One is that we're going to form a ad hoc committee on the consolidation of the 2 agencies, looking at it from our perspective. And Nina and Janice are going to head that up. And I think the way it's been talked about is they're going to spend a lot of time, probably with some lawyers' help, looking at the process. The LAFCO process is evidently complicated, contradictory. And they will also then act kind of as our public face. And one of the first things they'll do is to meet with the consolidation ad hoc meeting, and one of them is here. Rick is here someplace, I think.
And David.
And David.
And David.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't see. So they'll set that up, and certainly Brenda can help on our side if there's some dates. And then it'll be an ad hoc committee, means that it does not need to be agendized, although I don't think it needs to be a secret either. And I think the board members can attend but not participate, is what I understand.
I think that's right.
Okay, so that should happen in the early fall, is that right?
Correct.
So let me ask you a question. Are you closing out your ad hoc group with a final report?
We've got a schedule for getting the final report done, and we intend to submit it to the board by October 1, which will be in town hall meeting at the community center. So from the standpoint of backing up to that, we will have drafts presumably completed this week, and we're going to the rest of the committee for comment, editing, and then on August 4th will be the first meeting where we'll be discussing the drafts of each of the 3 subcommittees. And then we'll have a another discussion in our regular meeting in September. Then on September 15th, we plan to have a public meeting to discuss the final report prior to submitting it to the board.
Okay, so probably you'd rather meet sooner than later, is what I'm, yeah, okay. So Nina's not...
I suggest that you coordinate with Rick on that, with your two members could coordinate with,
okay,
with Rick and...
We have that information. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the only thing, well, it's really up to Janice and Nina. Nina's out of town yet, and I'm hoping she's back pretty soon.
Okay.
So, but we'll have to wait for her.
If you'd like a copy of the subcommittee draft, we can send it to you.
And that'll be available?
Well, we're going to have it for committee review. As I said, by the 29th,
okay,
it may be preferable to just have that draft reviewed and edited and then sent on to you.
Okay.
Yep. That's fine.
Okay.
Just give me an anticipated date so I can watch for it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
The other thing I want to report is I went to the workshop with the California Special Districts Association, and it's painful because you have to sit there for 3 hours at a time when someone's giving a lecture, one after the other. But there's some good information, and there are a couple things I wanted to talk about probably in September. One was interesting. It drives you, I don't know about you, but it drives me crazy if I go listen to a lecture and they read the PowerPoint. They read the PowerPoint, and that's what this guy did. But the content was really good, so it was one of the better sessions. But it was okay. So we are on to item 8, which is a public hearing.
Don?
Sorry.
Can I ask just a couple of questions so we're on the same page coming out of this meeting? I didn't see a report of the scope of the KFPD committee. What is it that you're...
I mean, that's one of the reasons we're forming it, and then also they're going to sort of act as a public face for, you know, like talking to your group and other things like that.
Okay.
So,
I appreciate this. You know, a contact of this type was something that
you know, if they recommend to have another larger meeting, they can certainly do that. So
are you going to produce any written report or any work product coming out of that process?
Meeting?
We may or may not. We'll certainly conduct our own public meeting to present our findings. Yeah. And I would anticipate there will be some written product that we would distribute at that public meeting. And probably we would have our attorney present so that our attorney could present the legal issues with respect to LAFCO in particular.
Okay.
So that's really the focus of this work, is the...
Yeah, I mean, there might be other things that come up, like meeting with you, but I think the first thing is to get an idea of what this process is like. You know, we're not in favor of it, so we'd like to begin to see what, you know, where we stand in that and how to defend ourselves.
So I can tell you that the entirety of the material that at this point is going into the written report on consolidation is being basically just adopted directly from the slides that were presented at the June 4th meeting, the town hall, which are available online and have been for some time. So that we went over those again July 21st with Lou Ann.
Yeah, I tried to make that, but I couldn't do it. You were there. Okay, good.
Presentation, and those slides were basically what we used as we're trying to transcribe basically into the report. So the material as far as consolidation and reorganization is available already.
All right. Okay.
I just could add that we will be posting the audio recording of that July 21st.
Great, yeah, that's great, because then we can forward it all to our attorney. That's great.
Yeah, it should go up by the end of this week, I think, on the district, on our webpage on the district website. So.
And the attorney's still the gentleman who
Myers Nave.
Myers Nave. And that's also still the El Segundo Fire Department's firm as well?
Correct.
Any other comments?
No, but I'll send you a link to the audio.
That would be great. Thank you. That'll expedite everything. Sooner we can get it to him and then we can get our act together. Yeah.
Okay. I have a comment. I just want to clarify Mr. Artis's point that while Ms. Teixeira reviewed the slides, LACO in no way endorsed the data that was presented on them.
Sure.
I just want to make sure that that's clear.
Yeah, so that's one reason we're having our lawyer review it all. Thanks.
Right, I look
yeah.
forward to your analysis.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah, thanks so much, Vanessa. Did we ever get you a seat back? Yeah.
Did you have a back here?
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. Welcome.
Why did she have to sit in the back? Has she been
There was no seat when she arrived, so we got her one. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, back to eight. It's a annual public hearing that has to do with fire abatement, and as the president, it's my job to ask the audience if there's anyone in the audience is objecting to the designation of their property containing the fire hazards. And we have a fairly short list. Anybody here? Yes.
Sorry, I've not seen a copy of the list, and was it distributed publicly or just to the residents who's...
It was in our packet. Give me your address and I'll tell you if you're still on the list.
I'm not here for my own address, but I'd be happy to give you the address.
Okay.
28 Kerr Avenue.
It's no longer on the list if it ever was.
No, it's not. I'm here to speak...
As to, you think it should be?
No. Okay. I do have an idea of a property that should be, and I'm eager to find out how I can make that part of your process. Probably one of the more notorious and long-standing fire hazards within Kensington, I would guess. But is there a nomination process?
The gentleman right in front of you there.
Let me go through the agenda here, and sure. It's time now to open the public hearing and call for the staff report, and maybe you'll learn more.
Good evening. Honorable President, board members, I'm Captain Chris Renshaw, your fire prevention officer, and I'm here tonight to provide an overview of the annual weed abatement program. Introduce a resolution.
Chris, maybe you could move over
sure.
there so that everybody
sure.
can hear
Thank you.
You.
Hey. So I'm here tonight to give the annual overview of the annual weed abatement program and introduce a resolution declaring identified properties in Kensington as a public nuisance for the purpose of abatement. So just a brief overview is after inspecting all the properties, this year initially came up with 69 properties that were found to be in violation. That's from last year, 59. I'm happy to report tonight there's only six properties to be declared public nuisance, and that's 50% down from last year. So I'm available to answer any questions that you might have.
Are some of these repeaters?
Yes.
I take it? Yes. The bulk of them are repeaters, I seem to recognize.
Actually, yes, you know.
Okay. Okay. And we're now, I was looking at the initial report, and they were almost all above the orange and towards the ridge. It looks like you've cleared almost everything, so it's like half and half, above and below the Arlington
yes.
now. Yeah. And you've dealt personally with each of the homeowners, or were they available to you?
I try to make contact if possible, but now, after tonight, I really try to knock on doors, and I really try to make contact. We make every effort that we can to have the homeowner deal so that we don't have to evade the property.
If you just... I noticed the notice process, and maybe you could explain that.
So the
notice process.
Sure. So we start driving in early May, drive every property, inspect every property, and then this year the initial letters went out June 3rd, and then we're doing re-inspections, and then tonight will be declared. Tomorrow a second letter will go out, giving them one more opportunity to correct it, and then probably starting around August 1st, we actually go one step further, we put an additional letter this is coming, fix it immediately. So we really, really try to get the homeowner to do it so that we don't have to do it. We've been very successful at it.
Yeah, in the past, you've been extraordinarily successful. We very, very rarely have had to abate. You've really done a wonderful job, yeah.
Chief, through the President's chair, may I ask the Chief questions about the reporter?
I think that's fine.
Yeah. You made some kind of visual assessment of every property in Kempton.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask if a particular address is remaining?
Certainly.
68 Rincon Road. It's the Carmelite Monastery.
They're not on the list.
Were they visited?
From the street. So we do drive by.
Is that a vacant property now?
No, it's occupied.
Still occupied?
Yeah, they have a new
it's
order.
Occupied
they have a new, okay.
Again.
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry, I don't mean to take over your agenda. I'm simply trying to find a way for a property that is an egregious hazard to be somehow put into your process.
You know, maybe I would suggest that you allow our president to conduct the hearing on the properties that, Officer Renshaw has identified, and then you could talk to him after the meeting about the Carmelite property.
It'll work, yeah.
And I'm not trying to silence you or anything else. He really will listen to you and talk to you about the property.
Very constructive.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
One thing I can say, I do know, I just whispered to Chief Bond, Carmelite has been working on vegetation management, and they recently received a Diablo Fire Safe grant. So they're in the process, a Diablo Fire Safe grant.
Yes.
For $5,000 to do fuel reduction on their property. But I would encourage you to talk with Captain Renshaw afterwards. You can gather your information.
Is Captain the administrator of that grant for the Kensington jurisdiction?
No, it's through Diablo Fire Safe. It's through a separate entity. We're just the funnel. We just guide the citizens or the property owners to them, and they apply for grants through them.
So you should be seeing improvement, because $5,000 tends to buy a lot of fuel reduction.
Leverage some more grant money.
So yeah. This is your guy. If you talk to him, give him your contact information, he'll reach
Great.
Out to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming out, sir.
And thank you, Mr. President, for allowing me to interrupt.
It's good. I mean, I think it's an open process.
Yeah.
So not hearing any objections or statements by those on the list, I'm going to close the public hearing.
And you now are opening the public hearing.
Yeah, and there is a resolution 1606 that we're going to pass. And is there going to be a staff report on the resolution?
I think it's already been given.
It's already been given.
Yeah, that was.
Okay. Nothing more to add. Okay. Any more discussion on the resolution?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And I don't see any comments from the public about hazard abatement.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, is there a...
You can close the public hearing now.
I think I did close the public hearing.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I would move the enactment of Resolution 1606 declaring that certain properties designated on Exhibit A, which was at each of the director's seats, it has six identified parcels here in Kensington, that those identified parcels are designated a public nuisance and providing for notice that the fire chief and or the fire chief's designee shall abate such public nuisance conditions if not abated by the property owner. So I would move the enactment of Resolution 1606, which is in your packet, gentlemen.
And I'll second that motion. To be clear, that's with the revised list.
Correct. It was at our seats tonight.
Right.
Not that the one.
That
not the
replaces
expanded
the exhibit
list in
the
packet.
Yeah.
Correct. It would be. It's amended from the packet because of the reductions. It's dropped from 16 to 6, as Captain Renshaw noted in his report.
Okay. A second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. It passes.
Thank you. You always do such a nice job on
this. Thank you.
Good job,
Chris. It's very time consuming. And it's not over yet, I know.
It's very important, so I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay. Board reports. Finance Committee. Janice.
The transmittals are in your packet. I don't think there's anything.
They're here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's anything of particular interest.
Yeah.
You'll next be hearing from the Finance Committee at our September meeting is when we formally adopt the budget that we adopted preliminarily in June. So that's going to be one of our main items of business at our September meeting.
Okay.
And one thing we will look at, I've made a note to myself that you and I want to consider Ciara's suggestion that she made at the beginning of the meeting today that we consider a budget amendment to finance plantings.
She wasn't clear whether she wanted money or she wanted us to literally go plant the plants. But
I think
she wants our money.
Money for the
I think so too.
Homeowners to replant after the juniper
yeah.
removal.
Okay.
So
All
we'll
right.
talk to her about that.
All right. Public safety building. That's Joe and me. Do you have anything to offer on that?
Should I mention the meeting that
yeah.
we had yesterday? We met the architects. Actually, I should say they met with us because they met with the police department representatives and fire department representatives about kind of a wish list of where we should be headed with our project and what is necessary for the project.
So this is like needs assessments,
like
kind of
exactly.
activities and so forth.
Exactly,
yeah.
yes. And so very interesting and I think very productive. And we're going to hear from them relatively soon. Is that correct, Brenda?
Yes. Okay. Education, back to Janice.
I don't think I have anything to report. I want to comment when we get to Diablo Fires. Well, maybe I will comment on the education thing. We've been talking for over a year now with the Community Services District about a demonstration garden to educate the community about what plantings would be appropriate for drought plantings and fire-resistant plantings. And at the Diablo Fire Safe meeting, I made contact with the woman who was instrumental in getting the Oakland demonstration garden up and running. Like between the Claremont Hotel and the tunnels is where that demonstration garden is on your left there.
Hiller Highlands. Yeah.
Yes, it's yeah. just past Hiller Highlands, just a little bit past
right.
Hiller Highlands. Joe, you're right. You're a better geographer, I guess, than I am. But anyway, I've made contact with her, and we're going to have two representatives of the Community Services District, and then three representatives of our district are going to take a tour. I'm hoping to set it up in August, and then we'll report back to you on what we see. But they've been very forthcoming about offering their assistance in helping us with their project. You know, where they got their supplies, sharing their informational brochures and everything else. And they say as long as we give them line credit, they're happy to be as helpful as they could possibly be. So I'm hopeful that at last we're getting some traction on that and maybe we can get going on it. And I'm hoping we'll be inspired when we see their garden.
It's a beautiful garden. I've
yeah.
been there.
Okay.
I know that a lot of cities have native plant tours, and a lot of homes have put in native plants. So something else that Kensington might think about is just identifying some front yards that have native plants as examples of what you can do.
That may be better than Ciara's idea that we take pictures of the worst homes in the community and use them as exemplars of what not to do. It's the converse, and it may be a very good idea if we could identify a few homes in the community that are really great. Would we ask Ren to work on that?
We could. Some of the native species and expertise, we'd have to decide if he has that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We'll think about who could staff that. That might be a very interesting idea. If we could show people where it's worked successfully up here, that's a great idea. And the idea of the garden is that we could show people, like on neutral turf up in Kensington Park, what works and why. And more importantly, maybe what doesn't work
yeah.
and why. So they see the do's and the don'ts. Yeah, but that's a great idea.
As a walker, I've often wished for a program that Kensington could have, take back our sidewalks for all the overgrown vegetation where you can't walk anymore on the sidewalk. That would support the CR's idea.
Okay. Larry, do you want to talk about Contra Costa County?
Yeah, I passed out
we got it.
I tried to keep it as brief as possible. There's still a couple of copies here. I would definitely encourage, Rochelle, somebody from the Kensington Police Protection and Community Services District to attend these meetings. I don't think anybody has attended these meetings since Chief Harmon left our department. He used to go to every one, but there is now no representation by the police district there.
I know Vanessa went to the one in the spring, I think.
That was a joint meeting where it was both the LAFCO representative and, yes, but there hasn't, that was the only one that's been attended. So, if you want to copy this and take one, anybody else want a copy? It's 2 pages long, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I just wanted to point out a couple of key points. There was a very interesting talk there by Iron House Sanitary District. This was a district that ended up owning Jersey Island, farming it for hay, and then they had too much hay, so they ended up ranching out Black Angus cattle. It's a very interesting story, far too long for me to convey here. I would like to just point out that, once again, the Contra Costa Special Districts Association is sponsoring a $1,000 scholarship, the Teacher of the Year Award, which, Contra Costa School District selects the Teachers of the Year, and we get the recognition, we meaning the Contra Costa Special Districts Association, gets the recognition of having sponsored the award at the awards committee. It's a very nice program. I think I am going to be the one who gets to go to the awards dinner this September. And but it is a way of making all of the schools aware that there is such a thing as special districts. Special districts are kind of not well known in this county, and we need to improve our visibility.
We got that email from Brenda a day or two ago, the little Hoover.
About Hoover, yeah, I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
That's 4 bullets away. The thing of interest to us for LAFCO right now is the fact that next month they are starting municipal service reviews. And
they'll be done next month. They'll adopt the final.
Oh, they will be done. Oh, okay. I guess I must have misheard that. Okay, so they're. I guess the other thing of importance, because we got it, but there is a commission that in 1999 did a study of the California Special Districts Association and made several recommendations of ways of improving, quote, improving special districts. And it was called the Hoover Commission. And they are launching a new investigation of ways to make special districts more efficient, more effective. In the report, I give the... So everybody on the board got forwarded a link to this, and they were probably saying, what the heck is this? This is the state launching another investigation of... do we really need special districts, or what can we do to make them more effective, and how can we improve the some of the problems that have come up over the last 10 years. So we'll be hearing a lot more of that. And Rochelle, what, you're included in the we.
And is that the Little Hoover Commission?
The Little Hoover Commission, yeah. I don't know why they call it the Little Hoover Commission, but it calls itself the Hoover Commission, but certain other people are calling it the Little Hoover Commission.
Well, technically, it's called the Little Hoover Commission.
Okay. I think that's all I have on that.
Okay. CSDA, anything there?
Yeah, I can give the report. The last the last monthly meeting was last Thursday. Right now, we're in a situation where Kensington gets almost half of the grants from the Diablo Fire Safe Council meeting. And we are they're making very good progress, and they've got some other. But basically, what that does is people don't know what the Diablo Fire Safe Commission is. They apply to various federal agencies for large grants, millions of dollars, and then they dole them out in $5,000 to $10,000 chunks. And anybody with a fire reduction need can apply to this grant. They typically want more than one house to apply. So they want people, maybe three neighbors, to get together, and because they want it to be a community type thing. Apply for a grant, and you have to match the grant with your sweat labor or with your cash, one of the two. So if you ask for $5,000, you have to be prepared to either put up $5,000 of your own money or $5,000 in sweat labor. Calculated it, I forget now how much per hour. It's a great grant. We have two representatives on. I'm not really a representative, I'm just an observer. But Chris Renshaw, or I guess in place of Michael Bond, one of these two guys is a representative on that committee. You want to say anything more about last
Chief
meeting,
Bond,
Chris?
Was there with you and I at the luncheon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I think we've been getting a lot of grants, and that's part of what I do is I'm out there in the community, and when we talk to people or if we see things, then we really direct them towards the fire safety because it's a huge opportunity. Not just one neighbor, but we'd like to see several neighbors, and there's several projects going on right now. There's five neighbors involved, and there's going to get a ton of good work done to make five houses fire safe. So I think it's a great opportunity for people to get some help with doing some work that maybe normally they couldn't do by themselves or afford to do. So.
Yeah, it's what Ciara was talking about before she left the meeting when she was talking about the three neighboring houses on Cambridge getting together for juniper removal. And if you look at our budget for the last year, what we've done is agree to match our residents' contributions to the Diablo Fire Safe Council up to $4,000. And we cheerfully do so. It's a wonderful organization, and it's benefited our community tremendously.
And they have a fantastic representation. Cal Fire is represented there. Both Alameda County and Contra Costa County are represented there. Oakland Fire Department is represented. We are represented. El Cerrito Kensington Fire Department is represented.
We get a lot of funding from PG&E. PG&E sponsors the luncheon.
PG&E has a representative on that board, as does East Bay Parks District. So there's a lot of influence on that board, and they're doing a lot of really good work. I think that's
okay.
Mike, did you want to say anything about the Diablo Fire Safe Council? I was giving a report on the last meeting.
No, you seem to be very accurate, and like I say, Chris and some of the citizens of Kensington have been very, very active.
Katie works on it.
Lots of grants and lots of great work within the community. So I'd like to thank them all.
Great. All right, good. Thanks for showing up on a on a rescheduled meeting. Nice to see that you came. And you can look at the brand new fire engine out there. It's
not brand new anymore.
What, a couple months?
Yeah, it's been in service 3 months now.
Yeah. We're going to have a party for it, aren't we?
Someday.
But, hey, meeting adjourned.
Thank you very much, John.
Fantastic.